Okay, the Board of Supervisors is gonna reconvene.
We're kind of closed.
Come out of close, and we're gonna report out.
Yes, Natalie Reed, County Council. The board went into closed session at 11 a.m., and the board came out of closed session at 12:57 p.m. for item 13D, Sikora versus County of Siskiyou, which is a personal injury suit. It was moved by Supervisor Ogren, seconded by Supervisor Valenzuela, and carried with a unanimous vote of yes to approve a settlement agreement and authorize the county CAO to execute the agreement. The terms of the settlement agreement are that plaintiff will dismiss the county from her suit, and each party will bear their own attorney's fees and costs. And that's all.
Okay, and now, thank you, we will reconvene as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District. And,
Public comments will be moved to the back.
The individual's no longer online.
Perfect. Now we can adjourn.
No.
We did the minute approval. Now we can adjourn and convene as County Service Area 4.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Public comment?
Yep.
Anyone in the room? Nope. Anyone online?
Showing on online.
Perfect. Minute approval for December 3rd.
And I've received no corrections.
Move to approve.
Second.
Thank you. All righty. Director Valenzuela. Excuse me, Director Howe.
Aye.
Director Harris.
Abstain.
Thank you. Director Cobbsett.
Aye.
And Director Ogren.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we can adjourn this County Service Area 4 and move to item 11, appointments.
Okay. Give me just a minute.
Sorry. Reconvene as the Board of Supervisors to item 11, appointments.
Dig these out here real quick. All right. The first one we have on the agenda is to appoint one member to the Happy Camp Community Services District. This would be for a term ending December 1 of 2028. The district fell below a quorum when appointments in lieu of election were made back in October, and only one member is needed to establish a quorum for the district. At the time the agenda worksheet was created, the clerk's office had received letters of interest in serving on the district from previous board members Kathy Toland, Tim Zink, and Nicole Hokanson, as well as Caitlin Evans, who is interested and eligible to serve as a registered voter residing within the district. Also, earlier today, before coming into the board meeting, had received some emails, and we looked those over and verified that we got an email from Rita Manley King, as well as Raymond Spence, who are both eligible to serve as well. Just need to pick one.
You repeat the names again? Sorry.
The ones I got earlier were Kathy Toland,
right,
Tim Zink, and Nicole Hokanson, who were previous board members.
Okay.
And then there was a new one from a Caitlin Evans. She's also eligible. And then this morning, the ones I forwarded to you, Rita Manley King, as well as Raymond Spence.
So pick one from all of those. Pick one from all of those.
Okay. Correct. They're all those names I gave you are eligible.
That reappointed Kathy Toland.
Kathy, okay. And I do plan to send the district the remaining letters, because it's up to the district then after this to appoint to fill their other positions.
Okay, second.
All righty. Supervisor Valenzuela. Supervisor Howe.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsett.
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
Okay, the next one here. This is also the same situation. It's the Happy Camp Fire Protection District. It would be for one person, an appointment for a term ending December 1 of 2028. They did not get appointments in lieu of election made back in October. They do need one person to establish a quorum. At the time the agenda worksheet was created, the clerk's office had received letters of interest in serving on the district from previous board members Pedro Torres and Justina Harrison, and they are both still eligible as registered voters within the district.
Mr. Harris?
Justina?
Yes.
Thank you.
Second.
Supervisor Valenzuela, Supervisor Help,
aye.
Supervisor Harris,
aye.
Excuse me, Supervisor Cobseff,
aye.
And Supervisor Ogren,
aye.
Okay. This is one. The next one is an unscheduled vacancy on the PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging Advisory Board. This would be for a 4-year term, effective from whatever date an appointment is made. This is due to Linda Diane Smith, who was terminated by the PSA 2 for, I believe, non-attendance. And currently, we do not have anybody interested to serve. If we could continue this one.
I'll move to continue.
Okay, good. Thank you. The next one we have, our appointment of 3 members and 3 alternate members to scheduled vacancies on the Siskiyou County Fish and Game Commission. And these would be for representing supervisorial districts 1, 2, and 4. And these terms expire January 1 of 2029. Let's see. At the time the agenda worksheet was created, the clerk's office received a letter stating no interest in reappointment from Steve Pagoni to represent supervisorial district 2. I don't know what I've received. I did get something in from Mike Ford, who is, I believe, district 4. And also George Steen, he is interested in the alternate position, and I believe that is District 1. And those are the only ones I've received at the moment.
Anything from Paul Chapman?
I haven't heard anything.
No.
And I didn't get anything from him either.
Because Steen's the alternate.
But Steen moved out of the district. That's why he didn't reappoint. I think at this point we'll reappoint Paul Chapman. That'll be my motion, and then if it changes, I'll talk to you next Sunday when I see the church.
Paul Chapman, and that's District 2.
I'll move to approve Mike Ford for District 4.
Second.
So we've got Valenzuela and Cobseff for Paul Chapman as District 2, and nobody for the alternate at the moment. Thank you. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobseff?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
I'll move to appoint George Steen is alternate
1. George.
Second.
And that's alternate. And continue the other one, correct?
Yes.
At this moment. Okay. All righty. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobseff?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And move to approve Mike Ford for District 4.
I'll second.
Let's see. Ford, and that's District 4. Alrighty, Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobseff?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And if we could continue the remaining ones?
We have to continue.
Thank you. Alrighty, now, what have I got here? Okay, I do have appointment of 3 members to scheduled vacancies on the Local Child Care Planning Council, LPC. This would be for 1 discretionary appointee, 1 consumer, and 1 public agency representative. These do have different terms, February 28th of 2026 and also February 28th of 2025. This was a reposting that the clerk's office had posted earlier in the year. And hadn't heard anything from LPC. I did get something from them recently, so we reposted. Let's see. At the time the agenda worksheet was prepared, the clerk's office received a request from the LPC to appoint Tammy, it looks like Jamie, Jaime maybe, as discretionary appointee, and this would be for a term expiring February 28th of 2026. And if I could, then request that the others be dropped from the agenda because those will be coming back around in March. So. Do we have an appointment for the discretionary?
Does anybody know anything on this?
The LPC has vetted her, They did take into account that she would fill that position.
Okay,
that helps. It was recommended.
Yeah, it was recommended by the group itself.
Okay, we'll take the recommendation. I'm so moved.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you. All righty, Supervisor Valenzuela. Supervisor Kopp.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff.
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
All Library Advisory Board, this is an annual appointment. It is 1 year terms. They would be ending December 31st of 2025. It should be December 31st of 2026. Anyway, I'll correct the date if it's incorrect. They cover 1 year. And at the time the agenda worksheet was prepared, the clerk's office had received a letter of interest in continuing on the board from incumbent John Quinn, and he has served for a while on this board.
Move to reappoint.
I'll second.
Mr. Quinn. Okay. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Hill?
Aye.
Excuse me, Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogre?
Aye.
Okay. Last one here. This is appointment of 7 members to scheduled and unscheduled vacancies on the Siskiyou County Behavioral Health Services Board. These would be terms ending December 31st of 2025, 2026, and 2027. We did our posting. I believe we posted this a couple of different times. It seems to be one that's hard to fill. At the time the agenda worksheet was created, the clerk's office received a letter of no interest in remaining on the board from incumbent Lisa Rogers, and she was the one position that actually was filled, we would be filling. Or no, sorry, did I say no interest? A letter of interest.
Yes.
So yes, she is interested in continuing on the BHS board.
I'll move to approve that one.
Thank you.
Second.
All righty, Supervisor Valenzuela. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa.
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And if we could continue the remaining, because we're going to keep it out there, see if we can get anybody for it.
Yep.
And that's it for my appointments.
Okay, item 12, minute approval. Can we do them all or one at a time?
I've had no corrections for any of them.
Yeah, just hold up there. Stay.
I
let's lump those together.
Is that your motion, all four?
All four.
Second.
For all of them, okay. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
So stay.
Thank you. Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
And
aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
That is it.
And we are down to board and staff reports. Staff, anything to report?
Angela Davis, County Administrator. I just wanted to take a moment to thank Amanda Kimball, who's the Director of Facilities Management, as well as her team of the maintenance staff, janitorial staff, and communication staff, as well as Andy Hughes from SB James Construction for the completion of your new board chambers. Nothing else to report.
Thank you. And board reports. Supervisor Valenzuela?
No, keep it all quiet to myself.
Fine.
I had my anniversary and birthday.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
And happy birthday.
And happy birthday. How many years married?
37.
Oh, you remember?
Yeah. I'm just guessing. But it's around there.
I'm going to share it somewhere.
It's on the same day.
Well, that's easy.
That way you don't forget.
That's
that way
right.
I don't forget.
She is a smart woman.
No, that's me.
Oh, that was
Supervisor Powell.
Yeah, since the last board meeting, that was a while ago, I attended a AgPass review, after action review, I guess is what they took, along with Supervisor Kopsa and lots of staff on the 16th. And we looked at the evacuation regulations and modifying evacuation zones, and I think it would make it more user friendly in the future. On the 3rd, I participated in a water board conference call with Supervisor Kopsap and Elizabeth Nielsen and with Joaquin Escobar from the water board. That's all I have.
Supervisor Kopsap.
Did you get the ones I was in on those?
No, not all of them.
So,
I'm sorry.
Conference calls with water board members, Joaquin Escobar and Didi D'Amato.
Okay.
Also the, what you call it, the after action, something
after
to that effect.
Oh, okay. But it's regarding the ag pass process.
Yes. And then Supervisor Harris and I with Elizabeth Nielsen met with the Pitt River Tribe last Friday.
The Karuk Tribe?
Pitt River Tribe.
Pitt River, thank you. I apologize, I am very plugged up today.
Okay.
Can't hear nothing.
Sound is good, though.
It is.
We can hear Supervisor.
And for me, went to Sacramento, did RCRC meeting, GSEA meeting, and then had, Local Transportation Commission meeting, North Coast Resource Partnership meeting, along with Cisco Economic Development. We had a little meeting together to talk about some things that are going to happen at the next NCRP quarterly meeting. That's going to be the end of this month. And then the real big news is that our project up at the Colony Rest Area finally got completed for the Collier's C2C project that we were working on, the Interpretive Center Riverwalk project, finally got completed. So that was pretty exciting. So I'll just stop there. And our new supervisor might have a little bit of information for us.
Last Friday with Elizabeth and Michael went to the down in Burnford Pitt River Tribe meeting, and then I met with Corey Middleton and Jason Ledbetter yesterday.
With that, I think we're adjourned.